You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio. Our fall refresh show this morning is sponsored by Fireplace and Chimney Authority, the Fireplace Superstore. Lou's going to tell you all about them right now on 720 WGN.
I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. We're all talking this week about refreshing, right? And ways that you can kind of update your home, but also make sure that it's safe, but beautiful and nice. And, you know, one of the things you hear me talk about a lot is the fireplace. It's one of my favorite things in our home to enjoy. But you certainly want to make sure that you're safe when you're using that. And you also have a lot of options when it comes to how it looks. Well, my next guest is going to help you achieve all of those things. Joining me on the phone line is Adam McMahon, who is the president of the Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Adam, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, you and I have spoken before, and you have a sister company that I know a lot of people here at WGN Radio and hear a lot about, the Barbecue Authority. And you're like this, you know, nationwide distributor and seller of all these high-end, beautiful grills. But your business started as the Fireplace and Chimney Authority, correct?
It did. And I understand it's a confusing connection. To this day, I should say, still trying to figure out the connection myself. But essentially, when we first started, you know, we're all fireplace stuff. And one of our gas log manufacturers, out of all people, started to make a barbecue grill. So we said, heck, you know, the summer's not exactly a good time to be selling these high efficiency fireplaces. Let's try selling some grills.
Right.
And it just kind of built on itself. So if people, you know, were requesting other brands, different types of grills, and it just kind of blossomed to as much of a grill showroom as it is a fireplace showroom. And it's a big part of our business.
So give me a little a 411 for our listeners who may not be as familiar with Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Tell me about the services that you offer, the things that you sell, and how you can help people, you know, not only this time of year, but, you know, all throughout the year.
Sure. So if it comes to fireplaces and chimneys, we pretty much handle it. A couple things I'm real proud of is we do it all. So whether it's the outside of the chimney, the interior of the chimney, or the fireplace inside the home, we could handle it. We have all our own employees. So we started out just as a chimney sweep company, couple guys, and then we said, hey, we have all this demand and all this potential to do things like gas logs, glass doors, replace the fireplaces if they're prefabs and getting old. So today we do all of that. We have our full staff still, a lot more than one or two people now, but a full staff of chimney sweeps, chimney technicians, masons, fireplace installers, stone installers, carpenters, anything that you would need to get a full fireplace project inside or out, we could take care of you.
Well, and I know that, you know, you and I have spoken. One of the things that you're very proud of is the fact that, you know, maybe people have an old fireplace that they just don't like the look of, and you guys can come in and really transform that fireplace and basically create a whole new appeal for them, right?
Absolutely. So a fireplace is a focal point of the room. And when people don't like their fireplace, usually they put off doing anything with it, because number one, they're afraid they might not use it that much. And number two, they overestimate how much construction it actually takes to redo a fireplace. They think they're going to be opening walls and doing a bunch of reframing and reventing. You know, a lot of the times, especially in the Chicagoland area where we're dealing with brick fireplaces, we could do so much without demolishing anything. So doing something as simple as just putting some thin cut stone veneers over brick or drywall, adding a new mantle, glass doors to the fireplace, can not only transform the fireplace, but really give an entire vibe to the whole room.
Yeah.
And there are literally millions of combinations as far as stone options, mantles, door options. It's a kind of a you dream that we build a thing. I'm yet to run into something that somebody brings in and says, hey, could we do this where I haven't been able to say, yes, we could replicate this and we could do this in your own home.
You know, there's a big thing about, you know, burning wood, and a lot of people don't like the hassle of it. A lot of people love it, you know, a wood-burning fireplace, but you certainly have the ability to come in and do a transformation to a gas log kit, and some of those log kits are absolutely stunning.
Absolutely, and they've come such a long way, even in my time in the industry. So you see a lot of times people, they'll move into a home, they're really excited, oh, it's a wood-burning fireplace. They remember grandma and grandpa's house, or they remember Christmas when they were kids. They get, you know, they get that emotional connection. Then they realize they're the ones that have to maintain it and clean up the ashes and deal with all the other maintenance that comes with the chimney. And then by year three and four, you know, we're back to, hey, you know what? I don't use my fireplace that much. And especially in Chicago, we deal with a lot of gas log sets and gas inserts. So those have a couple advantages for you. Number one, far less as far as maintenance and cleaning goes of the chimney itself. It's not emitting creosote. Number two is going to be ease of use. So instead of having to light the fire, add kindling, babysit it, watch for it to die down, you can install a gas log set in there and not have to worry about staying up for another 2 hours after the fireplace. You can just turn it off when you're done.
Right.
And third, and something I think a lot of people overlook, is going to be the heat factor with a type of log set called a vent-free log set. So your open wood-burning fireplace is, contrary to some belief, is not very efficient. It's literally a hole inside your house that's sucking up air.
Right.
With converting to gas, you have the option with a vent-free gas log set or glass-enclosed direct vent gas insert to slide that directly in the fireplace and turn your fireplace from what's literally, you know, zero or negative efficiency to something that has the efficiency of a furnace and really add heat to the home.
That's really cool. And I mean, we at our home are gas log people, and it, the ease of use is amazing, and the log kit looks fantastic. I'm gonna back you up talking about wood burning. I mean, obviously this time of year for people that have wood burning chimneys, you know, wood burning fireplaces, cleaning that chimney is very important, and that's a service that you guys offer as well, right?
Absolutely. There's nothing, I wouldn't say there's anything out of date about wood burning. We still have plenty of customers that do it. If it's something that you enjoy, by all means, it's still a great way to use your fireplace. But it's also sort of like going to the dentist. If you don't stay on top of it, the problems that you're going to deal with down the line are going to be more substantial and more expensive. So I highly, highly, highly recommend, at least annually, depending on your usage, having an inspection and or cleaning of your fireplace and chimney. This helps get all the creosote out, prevents corrosion in either your flue tiles or your steel pipe, and then also make sure that you don't have any buildup that could potentially cause a fire down the line, which is something we unfortunately deal with a lot in our industry.
You know, a lot of talk right now about electricity, right? Electric cars and, you know, moving to electric appliances, and electric fireplaces have been around a long time, but I have seen some that look absolutely amazing. Well, what's your take on electric fireplaces?
I couldn't agree with you more. When I started, it was literally paper revolving around a light bulb. I couldn't stand them, and I didn't want to sell them. Now, even in our own showroom and in the past couple of years going to our trade show, I look at some of these fireplaces, and even as somebody who's well embedded in the industry, I think I'm looking at a wood-burning fireplace.
Wow.
So they've really come a long way. I would say that most new construction homes we're seeing have an electric fireplace of some sort somewhere.
Yeah.
Just because the realism is quite advanced now, the price is going to be substantially cheaper than going with gas, and the ease of installation is almost, once you have your cavity, almost anyone can install it. They usually come fully assembled out of the box. You put them in place, hook them up to electricity, and you have a functional fireplace that's highly aesthetically pleasing.
Wow, that's amazing. And you have those, you have some of those on display at your showroom.
We most certainly do. We have full electric rooms at our Elmhurst and Lyle location. with all these realistic options I spoke of, a bunch of different sizes, contemporary, traditional. We have it all.
Finally, Adam, I understand you're having a big sale coming up. Can you talk to our listeners about that?
Yeah, so it's a great time to be visiting our stores. We're having our second annual 10 sale. Last year was a huge success. We appreciated all the support, so we're building off of that and extending it again this year, same time of year in September. So September 21st to September 23rd, Thursday through Saturday, we'll be having our 10 sale at our Lyle location. Best prices of the year, up to 20% off on pretty much, you know, everything that we talked about, plus gas grills, Kamado grills, pizza ovens, accessories, overstock items. If you're looking for something for your fireplace, that's going to be the time to come.
All right. Give the listeners how they get a hold of you, website, phone number, things like that.
Sure. So we're at fireplaceandchimneyauthority.com. You could call us at 630-279-8500 or visit us in Elmhurst on York and Lake or Lyle on Ogden Avenue.
Adam McMahon is the president of Fireplace and Chimney Authority. They got a big sale coming up, big tent sale. Go to fireplaceandchimneyauthority.com. Adam, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, Lou. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.